අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
උන්ජි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello children. Welcome to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Silda De Silva in service advisor Hambantota zone. As usual, I am going to focus on another important topic in the syllabus for grade 11 students. Today, I am going to discuss a lesson on prepositions. The knowledge of using prepositions correctly will help you a lot. My dear students, a question on this topic may appear in the first paper of the GCE O-level examination. Okay, dear children, what do you mean by a preposition? I think you have already learned about them. Okay. A preposition is a word that indicates or shows the relationship between a noun and other words in a sentence. Can you tell me some prepositions you know? Yes. On, in, at, near, between, behind are some of the common prepositions. As I told you earlier, a preposition indicates the relationship between a noun and other words of a sentence. Let's look at an example. The book is on the table. What is the preposition there? Yes, on. Without that word, on, does it give any meaning? No. So the preposition on shows the relationship between the book and the table. So, dear children, prepositions play an important role in the language. Okay, children, shall we discuss how we can use some of them in different situations? Let's have a look on the preposition on. We use on to show the position. For example, the birds are on the tree. The birds are on the tree. My bag is on my desk. My bag is on my desk. And when we talk about a date or a day, we use on before it. My birthday is on the 5th of May. My birthday is on the 5th of May. The meeting will be held on Monday. The meeting will be held on Monday. In addition, With reference to time, we can use the preposition on. He works on time. Yes, children, now let's see how to use the preposition in. It refers to years, months, seasons, and time of a day. For example, the fish is in the tank. It tells about a place. The fish is in the tank. I will meet you in the evening. I will meet you in the evening. Time of a day. And when you want to write about morning, we say in the morning, in the afternoon. And we use in with a year. For example, we won the World Cup in 1996. We won the World Cup in 1996. At. Where do you use the preposition at? When we talk about a particular place, we can use at. For example, I will meet you at the school gate. I will meet you at the school gate. With particular time. The meeting starts at 3 p.m. The meeting starts at 3 p.m. But when you are referring to ends of certain period, you can't use at. There we have to use from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. I like to go out at night. I like to go out at night. Though we say in the morning, in the afternoon, with the word night, we use at night. He is looking at you. A direction. He is looking at you. In addition, there are more prepositions which refer to a place. Yes, children, what are they? Under, over, near, behind, outside, inside, between. When it comes to a direction, we use to, up, down, around, past, over, along. Okay, I think that you have practiced them in your lessons in school. I hope, as you are grade 11 students, you have a thorough knowledge about using the prepositions. Okay, children, shall we move to a small activity on prepositions? Look at activity 1 in your task sheet. Lesson number 17, activity 1. Here, you are asked to fill in the blanks using the correct preposition. Shall we read the given prepositions? Yes. Towards, between, beneath, over, by, beyond, against, by, around, and across. Okay, shall we have a look on number one? There is a big fence, blank, those two houses. What is the preposition that you can use there? Yes, between those two houses. There is a big fence between those two houses. Number two, there is a house. Yes, what is the answer? Beyond the valley. Number three, they work against the government. They work against the government. Number four, she lives blank the river. What can we put there? She lives by the river. Number five, my mother always goes to work bus. What is the answer? By bus. Okay. Number six, they gathered blank the table. Where did they gather? Yes, around the table. They gathered around the table. Number seven, the sun rises blank the mountain. The sun rises over the mountain. Number eight, the river flows blank the bridge. The river flows beneath the bridge. Number nine, they swam blank the river. They swam across the river. They swam across the river. Last one, number 10. The little child ran blank his mother. What is the correct preposition? The little child ran towards his mother. Okay, let's move to our next activity on Olympic Games. As mentioned in the question, you can use a preposition more than once. Before moving to the question, I'd like to draw your attention about general facts regarding prepositions again. Dear children, can you remember the preposition we use before a time? Yes, at 8 p.m. In the meantime, we can use it with the place also. Okay, what is the preposition that we use before a duration of time? Yes, during. For an example, during the COVID-19 vacation, I learned many things. But mostly, if two ends of the certain periods are mentioned, we can use from and to. For example, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Children, what do you think of the preposition in? Yes, it is used before a place as well as with a time, year or month. Okay, now I think we can answer the questions well. Yes, look at the activity in your worksheet, activity 2. Shall we look at the first blank? What comes for first blank? Yes, in. In ancient Greece, because it tells about a place. Second blank. The answer is from. Here you can see an end point of the time period to the 4th century. So the starting point should be from 8th century. 3. What is the preposition that you can use there? Yes, in Olympia. Again, a location, a place. Number 4, of Godseus, which means for the sake of Godseus. Yes, children, look at number 5. What is the answer? Yes, from 13 nations. Number 6, second paragraph. It is going on. Although on is a very popular preposition, actually it is used here in the sense of phrasal verb. Number 7. During that time. Okay, number 8. Between August 6 and September 19. Number 9. For a religious festival. Number 10. The answer is off. And the last one, located near the west coast. Okay, dear children, I will repeat the answers again. Number 1, in. Number 2, from. Number 3, in. Number 4, of. Number 5, from. Number 6, on. Number 7, during. Number 8, between. Number 9, for. Number 10, of. And the last one is near. Okay, children, you can read the whole paragraph again when you are free. Now, children, let's move on to the next activity. activity 3 in your task sheet. It is a very simple and familiar activity for you. Here you have to use the given preposition to fill in the blanks of the notice. So let's see the given prepositions. What are the given prepositions? Yes, on, in, to, at, with. Shall we read the notice now? I think you are ready to read the notice. Notice. The English Literary Association, blank, Uddavallagama School, has organized a debate. What do you write there? The English Literary Association? Yes. Of Uddavallagama School has organized a debate. Yes, what is the next preposition we can use? On social media. It will be held blank the college main hall. Here it tells about a place. So, what can you write there? Yes, it will be held in the college main hall. Then, a date. So, we can write on 15th September. Again, there is a blank. At 10 a.m. Because it tells about time. So we have to use the preposition at. The purpose of this is to help children to improve their English language skills. All the grade students are requested to participate blank their teachers. Yes, what is the correct answer? With their teachers. Secretary, English Literary Association. Shall we read the notice again? Okay, I think that you are ready. You can read with me. Notice. The English Literary Association of Uddavallagama School has organized a debate on the social media. It will be held in the college main hall on 15 September at 10 a.m. The purpose of this is to help children to improve their English language skills. All the grade 11 students are requested to participate with their teachers. Secretary, English Literary Association. Okay, children. Today, I focused my lesson on preposition for grade 11 students. There we learnt how to use prepositions correctly. And we did 3 activities to practice using prepositions correctly. Now, I am going to wind up my lesson. Thank you very much. I am Silda De Silva, in-service advisor, Hambantota Son. Let's meet again with another lesson. Till then, stay safe. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala.
Meeng ape iskoole.
Gamin, nagarin, dooputunta denumaran, gedarata ena.
Punji ape radio iskoole.
Ruhunu, guru gedara.